Hi, welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and we have a very, very special guest star today, Christopher Nigro. He is from the Western New York area. He is going to be one of our hosts that come in once or twice a month, and he just is an aspiring author that just got his first story published, in one of the anthology series. And Chris, welcome. Thank you for coming, and thank you for being a guest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Amy. Had a great lunch. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, food is always comforting, isn't it?
It certainly is, especially when it's one of your favorites.
Yeah. So, Chris, tell us a little bit more about yourself, being besides being an aspiring author, which I'm very proud of you. You got your first published work. I'm sorry. How is it going to, what else, how did you, your Norse Wiccan, which, why don't you explain to the audience what that is, because our topic today is angel magic, but Chris has been gracious enough to explain what, first of all, what candle magic is, which is going to segue into next week's angel magic. So, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came upon your beliefs as Norse Wiccan. I find that fascinating.
Well, basically, my story is I was brought up Roman Catholic, mm-hmm. and including going to a Catholic middle school, and I was not happy with it, basically. I mean, I have nothing against Catholicism per se, because it does work for a lot of people, mm-hmm. and it's a legitimate path for those who choose to follow it, but I did not like it. I had too many questions about the world, the universe, etc., that were not being answered. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I did not like the behavior of the people I was going to school with. Mm-hmm. So when I was 12, I left that religion, and I was agnostic for quite a while, but I was always interested in spirituality, the general topic, and theology, and I studied, and I did want to have a faith in my life. You know, I didn't want to go mm-hmm. the atheistic route like so many other people do. I just think I was in the wrong faith for me.
Okay.
So eventually I did research, and in the late 80s, I discovered Wicca,
mm-hmm.
and basically after doing a lot of research on it, including the aspects of magic that were connected to it, I felt this may be the path for me, and after doing the attendant research, mm-hmm. I adopted it, and mm-hmm. within about a year or two, I adopted my tradition, Norse, because I always felt a very strong rapport with the Norse deities.
Okay. So that's interesting because Catholicism. Now we were talking about this earlier. How with candles, you know, and the deities, and everybody has their deities, and then the Catholic religion. For some of us who are Catholic, or I'm a recovering Catholic, that would be the saints, correct? And you have like the Norse deities, which is Thor and Odin, and so on and so forth. Is that correct? Is it kind of a crossover similarity? You think?
It's quite similar, especially since there are many individuals who believe the Catholic saints were derived from different deities, particularly the Celtic deities. So, mm-hmm. you know, by calling them saints, basically, they get around the accusation that they're pagan, you know. And I'm not mm-hmm. calling the Catholicism pagan, but it's common to have, you know, to revere beings that are between the supreme deity, so to speak, and humanity.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are another example of that. They're not the same type of being as deities, but they're another type of entity that are well above humanity, but not on the same mm-hmm. level as the creator, whichever name you choose to use.
Right, your higher power, God, universe, whatever.
Yahweh, right. Etc.
Right, exactly. You know, there's so many names. But, why don't we get into our topic a little bit, Chris. You have something prepared for us. You said you're calling it Magic 101. You want to explain that? You know, how do you think that, you know, how this could help other people? Like, what would we use candle magic for especially?
Well, candle magic is a good thing to talk about, a good type of magic to talk about, because it's the easiest type of magic to do, probably. So it would be good for the novice who wants mm-hmm. to learn. And basically, mostly every religious practice utilizes candles for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. what magic basically is, and I will maintain quite vehemently, too, that it is a form of science. It's just not a type of science that we recognize currently, but it's an ancient mm-hmm. practice.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. its scientific principles pretty much lie in the realm of quantum physics, where mm-hmm. throughout the 20th century it was discovered that basically the quantum level, which is mm-hmm. a fundamental level of reality and the basics of modern physics, is affected by human consciousness.
Mm. Okay.
And what, you know, not to get into a long explanation currently, mm-hmm. but what that means is there is a scientific theory that we can affect our environment, our reality, in subtle but very important ways through focused intention.
Okay, so it's like, for example, being a Catholic, because I'm going to use that as an example, I went to, say, church, and maybe I believe in the Virgin Mary for conception of a child, let's say. We talked about Archangel Gabriel last week about conception, but sometimes people go to the Mother Mary, who's in the Catholic Church, so I would go before her in light or statue and light a candle as an intention for maybe the conception of a child. Would you kind of use that as a good analogy to that effect?
Very good analogy, Amy, because it's basically candles, including flames and also incense, are used as ways to get the attention of higher intelligences.
Okay.
And how we use candle magic here in Wicca, what we do is we try to get a candle with the corresponding color, because different colors represent in the human collective unconscious different things.
Okay, and for example, Okay,
yes,
give some examples here. Because this is, we're talking to an audience, you know, that has never done this. So, you know, this is new to maybe some people.
No doubt. And a couple of good examples would be red candles mm-hmm. are used for energy and protection. If you're worried about something, maybe going on a trip, you want protection, you would use a red candle for that purpose. And anything to do with aggressive attitudes, you know, not mm-hmm. necessarily violence, but just, you know, maybe aggression with studying or anything,
uh-huh.
Anything to do with sexual desire, blue candles would have to do with love, because blue is a gentle mm-hmm. color.
Uh-huh.
It's related to the element of water, and mm-hmm. that has a strong resonance with the human subconscious. And in terms of love, you know, or specifically of romance, that would be a pink candle.
Okay.
And final example, anything to do with money or employment or commerce obviously would be green, because it has that strong resonance. But it's not necessarily to do with American money, but the earth. The wealth comes from the earth, and green has always been associated with the earth.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what about health, though? I've heard also green goes with health, you know.
What we basically use for that is blue, because blue as a gentle color
mm-hmm.
works for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important candle of all probably would be white, because mm-hmm. white is basically used for spiritual purposes, just for spiritual. But if you can't find one of the other color candles, you can use white in a pinch, because white is a reflection of all colors.
Right, it takes on whatever color it is given. Correct, yes. And one of my favorite candle magic authors is Raymond Buckland. I have some great books on advanced candle magic and practical candle burning rituals, too, because everything really is a ritual, which we'll go into next week. So anyway, Chris, let's say I have an intention of, because a lot of people aren't employed these days, what about getting a job? Would you burn a green candle for that? Is that correct?
Yes, most certainly I would use a green candle. Obviously white if you can't find green, but what you would do, find a green candle, and in short, you hold the candle in whatever you consider your power hand, and your power hand is generally whichever one you write with.
Okay.
So if you're like the majority and are right-handed, that would be your power hand, and you would hold the candle in your hand before you light it.
Mm-hmm.
The way to affect reality in accordance with your will has a lot to do with emotion. So you have to think and visualize about how much you want a better job, a job that you'd be happy with and that you'd be able to pay your bills with, obviously. You visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
You think of yourself as having it in the present, not necessarily mm-hmm. in the future. You focus every bit of emotion you can, and you project it through your hand and into the substance of the wax that makes mm-hmm. up the candle.
Okay.
And then you light the candle and you just let it burn out completely, and the flame will release your intent into the biosphere. That's the best way to say it. And it should affect things on an astral level, which will cascade and eventually manifest on the physical level.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to, well, when I'm putting what I was taught with was putting my intention when we're placing our intention on the candle, let's say, with my right hand because that's my dominant or my hand that I write with, and I would go towards the wick. Like I would kind of put my like rub. We used to use olive oil or some oils. We can, that's a little bit more in depth, but and I
For
would.
anointing, that'll work.
And I would put it towards the wick, like out of myself. I wanted to go out into the universe and say, "Hey, when I burn this candle, I want a new job. I want with these kind of qualities." Is that what you're kind of saying? Because that's the way I was taught. I was taught by a Strigal witch, actually. She was very intense.
That is a very good way to enhance the effect. After you light it, you move your hand, close to the flame, not to the point you're getting burned,
No,
the
no, no. This
torch,
is
but
before you would. This is I was taught before you even light it. You
it's,
enlighten.
you could do that. There's different ways of doing it. There's no one universal correct method. Different
Oh, okay.
traditions, yeah, do have different methods, and you can enhance your intention by doing what you suggested. Anointing oil is fantastic. And just by moving your hand over the flame once it's burning, that's another way. There's your teacher was utilizing a different way, but it's no less valid. There's different ways,
Okay.
and whichever way works for you best is probably the way to stick with.
Yeah, or you could be a Catholic. My mom is. She lights a candle to whatever saint, like Saint Anthony, when she loses things.
Oh yeah, symbolism is everything in magic. If you could find a candle shaped, in a certain way that, like a symbol. I mean, if this may sound funny, but if you could find a green candle shaped like a dollar sign, that'd be fantastic. It's a good symbol.
But sometimes you just, I don't know who would make those. I mean, maybe a creator out there or inventor could find that, but
Yeah, or get it tailor-made. I'm not sure how
yeah,
expensive
really.
that would be.
Yeah, really. But it's there's different ways. So this is a good way to just kind of open, different things. Now there's other colors that mean other things for our audience today. Like I said, Raymond Buckland was one of the authors I worked with back in the 1800s before they invented dirt here. Well, I mean, it feels like it's been that long. White is, you're right, is a symbolic. I never used red myself. I never found, I always was told red was too aggressive, invokes anger or invokes intense passion. I'm like, I want none of those things. I'm staying away from red. I mean, I don't know what your experience has been with that, but have you ever had a, negative experience using red candles, let's say? I know it sounds like it's, quite a
In my
bit.
experience, aggression in and of itself is not a bad thing. It's how you focus it, what you focus it into. You could get angry and focus it into a very positive thing, or you could focus it in a way that's self-destructive. Magic is neutral. It's neither good nor bad. It's just neutral. And your intention and how carefully you visualize will determine whether or not your result is going to be positive or negative. You do have to be careful. It's just like when you're playing with electricity, any force of the universe, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and let's explain what not to do with magic. What is some of the rules? I mean, not the cardinal rules about, what kind of intentions do we want to avoid, Chris?
Well, Wicca has certain rules that the individuals who will tell you, I'm a witch but not a Wiccan, will say, will argue that it's not necessary. But Wiccans do follow rules, and one of the rules we try to work with is not to manipulate anybody. Like, if you're going to use a love spell, that's fine. But don't try to manipulate someone, a specific person, to fall in love with you. Instead, use a love spell to attract a person to you that would naturally fall in love with you. Manipulate circumstances, not people, basically.
Oh man, at one time I did a love spell years ago and I got some whack jobs, so I won't do that again.
Yeah,
But
you
I
got to
must
be specific, because there is that old saying, watch what you wish for because you might just get it. So you got to be careful. You just
Boy,
have to
I
try to
don't
be
know what kind of
careful.
because sometimes I believe we attract who we are, and I don't know what I was back then, but I attracted somebody. I was like, oh my God, and then I, oh my, anyway, that's another show. Anyway, we have to be really careful what the intentions are, and we don't like. I don't like these spells. Like when you call, let's say, in the psychic realm, people will say they'll have readers, witches will do a show on ethics. Which is unethical, in my opinion. will say, I will, if you give me $2,000, I'll cast a spell too, like you said, make that person fall in love with you, or a lover who left you will come back. That's very unethical. If you see that on somebody's website, run the other way.
Yes, and those people will swear, oh, don't listen to those Wiccans, they're stupid. I've done numerous manipulative spells and have suffered no consequences, and what they really mean is, well, not yet.
Yes.
Because it's not like the backlash is necessarily going to hit you minutes later. You don't know when.
And that is so true, because karma does bite back.
Yes, and it may not necessarily bite back in this lifetime. You never know.
Yes, that's correct, too. What kind of spells have you invoked, Chris, you know, doing candle magic? What kind of spells do you feel you invoke? Spells for creativity, since you're a writer?
Yes.
And what color candles would we use for that?
The best color candle for that, anything to do with the intellect, is yellow, definitely, because yellow is the color that represents the element of air, and that represents the intellect.
Okay, so, or, you know, I've heard of people using orange candles to attract, you know, a job into their life or attract something into their life that they need. Have you ever used the orange candle, let's say?
Yes, because what orange will do is it will attract certain influences in general into your life, including luck and good fortune. Yellow specifically I've always used for the intellect, anything like education, writing, music.
Mm-hmm. So any we can use anything to kind of, like you said, change our environment.
Yes, and what we got to realize is magic is a tool. It's not miraculous, you know.
Right.
You got to be realistic, because you're dealing with probabilities. If you say, I want to win the lottery, and you concentrate, you're sifting through so many probabilities there that the likelihood of it manifesting in the way you want is not likely. You have to. Magic takes the root of least resistance, just like electricity. You got to remember that fact when you use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're more likely to get a decent job that's realistic for you to get to start with, rather than do a spell to win the lottery. That's just not realistic. Or heal someone who's just about to, you know, who's basically suffering from cancer and, you know, and on the verge of expiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just difficult. You can't go against the flow of the universe either. You have to work with the universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that comes with our intuition, too. Sometimes we may feel, like with me, I felt like my last job was going to be my last job, and I wanted to work on my own. And you just kind of know. And sometimes maybe you have that feeling intuitively. It's time to move on maybe from a relationship or whatever. You need to move into something. Could you think candle magic could help you kind of move into that transition a lot sooner and faster?
Yes, you could utilize magic just to attract beginnings and endings, you know, new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Every ending usually presages a new beginning, and you can definitely use magic for that purpose, too.
Mm-hmm.
For anything to do with change, I would definitely suggest an orange candle, and that would be an excellent color to use for that.
Okay. And, you know, what's going to be interesting, too, next week, because Chris is coming back next week, we're going to talk about the archangels and how we can use them in candle magic. You call it, what, Enochian magic? And where does that name come from?
Enochian magic comes from the prophet Enoch, who, according to legend, was one of the very few human beings, according to Jewish legend specifically, who actually ascended to become an angel after he went into the afterlife.
Ah, yes, that is correct, yes. He was also Methuselah. Yeah, there's the other guy with the E. I forgot
Ezekiel.
Which one. Ezekiel, yes. Yeah, who also became an archangel, you know, so. Excellent. Well, this is going to be interesting next week, Chris.
I look forward to it.
Yes, and Chris will be on the show once a month at least, and we're going to have different topics. You know, he's more of our science, Wiccan, Master of all trades. Yeah.
Wizard.
Yeah, the wizard. Too bad you can't be an alchemist, turn the gold, you know, put the metal to gold.
Which is all symbolic anyway.
Yes, it is. You're right. It's a lot of symbiology, and it's going to be a good show next week, because you're going to really teach us how the archangels can help us in our daily lives. So, well, Chris, our time is almost up, because in our second hour, second half, we're going to do readings, and Stella's going to join us again. So our beautiful Stella's coming back on, and she's going to help us with readings and, you know, topics of the day. So, well, Chris, I really appreciate you coming today and sharing some of your knowledge and time with us. It was a wonderful, very enlightening show. I learned some new things, too. It's always good to learn, isn't it?
Very well. Very good to learn. I'm a connoisseur of learning, and I thank you very much for having me. It was great to be here.
Okay, and talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
I tried a thousand times, I cried a thousand lies, I wrote a thousand songs or more. But then I saw your face through that closing door. You said goodbye, you said goodbye forever. I prayed a thousand times, you fell a thousand miles. We had a thousand hopes or more. But then I saw your face through.
Hi, and welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. We have brought back the beautiful and astounding Stella. How you doing today, girlfriend?
I'm doing fine, Amy, and Chris was such an enlightenment to me. Boy, I've got all kinds of things I'm going to do with candles.
I'm sure you will. You have all areas like love. I know you're waiting for the new man coming in, but he'll come in soon enough, sweetheart. He'll come in when you least expect him and when you move. I think it's going to be probably later next summer when I'm picking up. So
yeah,
you have somebody that's been wanting to come in for about 3 years now, actually.
Well, let him get his boots over here under my bed.
He can put them under your bed anytime, eh?
Yeah. And his wallet on the kitchen table, honey.
Well, we won't go there, but... yes.
Well,
yes.
He was a delight. I really learned a lot from Chris. And
yeah, we wanted to kind of... When I talked to Chris and approached him about this topic, because he's been talking about it since the summer. He goes, I want to do a knocking magic. And I said, well, Chris, you have your chance. And he's taught me a lot, too. So I forgot about the invocation of the different ways to, like, you know, invoke the candles. What I mean by that is put the intention on the candle. And that's what I was taught one way, he was taught another way. So there's different, there's more than one ways to skin a cat. And
exactly.
No offense to my cat,
exactly.
You know. So there's different ways of doing different things. that's why I was kind of referring to the Catholic religion, because that seems to be the closest that you know, people understand. Because they think Wicca,
the
oh my God, it's witchcraft.
The Catholics use candles and everything more than I think any other religion, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they
and
do.
And I love Midnight Mass, like I said.
Yes, yes. Well, so, you know, so today Stella and I are going to be taking calls. We're going to be taking many readings and doing messages for those of you who would like. We're going to start taking calls in a bit. And we just want to let the audience know it's going to be one question. And because we had some, you know, callers last week, or, you know, if we have time today, we'll spend more time with you. But if not, we apologize, you know, for time constraints. We got to do just one question per person, okay? And like I said, if you want a longer reading, you can go to pmp-advisors.com. And Stella and I are on there. I'm on in the mornings, and she's on. You've been on a lot more lately, too, so that's good.
I'm on, like, usually all night long, and I try to log on, like, sometimes mid-morning, sometimes mid-afternoon, but yes. And they can always get me with that little email.
Yes, email is great on the Click for Advisor platform that the founder has set up, which is great. It's a good platform. You can email us. You can email me if you retain to the show at angelicamy35@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions for topics, too. We're starting to do the calendar for March. February's filled up. March we're starting to do in April. So we'll be happy to take if you have any requests or anything like that, or just questions in general. But for readings, you can find it to the pmp-advisors.com website. So, Stella, we had an enlightening show. We got to get you off at night, so we got to get you a man so you're not logging on all at night. You know? We got to get your nights filled up.
We just have to make sure that he has webbed toes and walks on water, honey, or I don't want him.
What do you want? Do you want Donald Duck? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm there. Anyway, so.
I have to have somebody that's darn near perfect or that lets me run the show.
Oh, yeah, control freak. Yeah, we'll have to do a show on being not a perfectionist. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, I really, 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 really enjoyed Chris, and I can't wait till next week to hear how the angels get involved in this. It's going to be really interesting.
I've used, like I said, candle magic myself, and you got to be careful with that stuff because you never know what you're. Don't be like me and attract like a whack job, like I said.
Yeah. My candle magic, so to speak, has only involved lighting different colored candles for what you want, but I didn't know there was like a ritual that went with it. You know,
there is. It depends on how much you want to put into it. I would just do the different colors as you did and do a like invocation to maybe a deity or something like that. Like,
exactly.
I was taught I did a love spell once to attract a man, and I used Aphrodite. And I had a ritual. I had to get pink flowers and pink candles and glitter.
God.
And it was very involved. It did the trick, but the guy, once I got him, I couldn't get rid of him. So.
You don't know what you're bringing up when you go to a great extreme, and that goes with anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
You try to manipulate or you try to really put a lot into it more than what the angels want you to. You just never know what you're going to get, honey.
No, you know, and it was a learning lesson. But now when I do my readings, I light white candles just for purity and clarity. So that's what I do.
So what candle did you light to get Jay's attention?
Nothing. I just used intuition and went on the dating website, and there he was 2 days later.
I know.
So, you know, that's what I said intuition does play a part in this. And sometimes if you go within, you're your own best psychic, because sometimes you know right away when it's time to move on or
that's
when it's
right.
time to get involved in a relationship. I mean, I've had my intuition talk to me all throughout my life, and when our clients call us on the line, sometimes, you know, I'll ask them, you know, what is your intuition telling you? Because their intuition is usually 110% correct. It usurps any psychic reading you could ever get from someone else.
Right.
But it's learning to trust yourself. That's the key. And I'm still learning to trust myself. I'm not saying I'm perfect in all this stuff either. I'm learning just as you guys are all. You know,
well,
but it helps.
And, right, and we're only human.
Mm-hmm.
We're only human. We, you know, it's like the angels have to carry. We go so far up the road, and then the angels carry it the rest of the way. And we, and they're going to give us whatever's for our best and wholesome good. And people need to remember that.
Exactly. And sometimes when we have the intention of our self-will, maybe we want to get out of a job that we're trapped in, but it's maybe not, it's divine timing, and people will call us up, you know this, Stella. They'll call us up and say, well, when? The big when, the question of when, and I have my spirit guide here that says, why do they have to worry about the when? Just know it's coming.
Yeah, I know.
Because their worry will delay it.
Yes.
And worry delays a lot of things.
You need to remember the country song that, thank God for unanswered prayers sometimes.
I know. There was some that I wanted to marry, and thank God I didn't become their wife, because I'll tell you, they would have been dead.
There would have been, yeah. It would have been helter-skelter at your house.
Let's not go into the Manson family murders. The White Album. Every time people say that, I remember
Or Bobbitt.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
But
you know, you're correct.
Well,
unanswered prayers.
Anyway, I just was really, you know, really, really in tune with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And also now people can call in.
They can call in. I was just about to announce the call numbers to call in. For those within the United States and Canada, it's a toll-free number of 1-888-627-6008. And those outside the United States and Canada can call area code 530-413-4522. And so we'll be taking calls and any messages from...
I just wanted to let you know the call for North America, because we put the cell on that line, won't work, but the last number you gave will.
Okay, we just, the engineer just told us that we had to put, because of technical, Mercury in retrograde will not leave us yet. So Sella is got the, she's on the 1-800 number, so we're going to have to use the 530-413-4522 number today. So I apologize for that, but with everything going on, it's been crazy. So Mercury in retrograde will be leaving us very soon, thank God. And there's only so much Mercury in retrograde it can handle, right, Stella?
Yes, that's right. Thank God and little fishes, I'll tell you, that it's going to go.
Yeah, so once again, that phone number is 530-413-4522, and we'll be taking calls right now. If anyone would be, we'd love to hear from you. So, Stella, that show, while we're waiting for callers, you know, that show with Chris presented was very well thought out, too. So he's very methodical, and he's been practicing this, like you said, for many years. So he knows what he's talking about.
He also knows the intensity that you have to have, the intensity of the positiveness in what you're asking for and what you're doing, and you have to concentrate on everything from watching yourself very intently light the candle in the whole nine yards. You have to be very positive about what you're doing so that you just have like tunnel vision doing this, so you don't bring in any ashes that were left over from before, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, some people, like I said, these psychics that will say, you know, I'll cast a love spell on your loved one to come back for, you know, 2,000. I've seen 5,000 is a farce. It really is. And people, the vulnerable and the lovelorn and the heartbroken can are taken advantage of. And it gives us reputable psychics or, you know, messengers, angelic messengers, a bad name.
That's exactly right.
I just think that's very unethical. And I just like to educate people about that. And it's really a shame. It really is. I don't know. Have you had experience with that, Stella? And
absolutely, in California and in Texas, since I've been in Texas. Like, If you give it, see, you've got this and this and this around you, and this man's not going to do this and that and the other and everything. But if you give me $50, $150, they said in California, I can cast a spell and light this candle. And I looked at them both instances, and I said, you know, I can pray to God, and it won't cost me a cent. And I walked out. That's the answer I give them when they start that.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a lot of them on some of the psychic lines, too. I mean, I work on one where it's free-for-all, basically. That's how I started.
Oh.
And, you know, you have a lot of them on there, too, and you're like, you just want to, like, write them and say, why can't they kick you guys off the site? But they can't. They got to make a living, too, but they do take advantage of people.
I'm surprised they let somebody on there like that.
Yeah, a lot, you know, but... Yeah, I don't know what their legality is. I didn't look into that far because I don't do that. That's not something I practice. I'm not.
No,
I believe that the future is changeable, and we can change the future based on the current circumstances. And it's up to, you know, we can only control who but ourselves. We can't control what other people do. We can only control ourselves. And that's the big difference. We can't, you know, like you can cast a spell on the guy who has left you for another woman, okay? That's his lesson. He was maybe meant to leave you so you could find someone a lot better than that guy, maybe. Or maybe he was meant to leave you so he could learn a lesson that the grass ain't always greener on the other side, which is a lot of times
and
what these turkeys do.
And that he appreciates you when he comes back. Then he realizes where his true love was or where, you know.
And then you may not decide to take the stupid jerk back because he's a retard, you know? Well, I mean, we get that a lot on the lines, you know. When is he coming back to me? And, you know, we want to just, you know, tell people, you know, you look at somebody's, you know, you look at the person who's calling you and you see what a beautiful, a lot of times these women are very wonderful women, giving, caring, but naive. And I'm like, you put up with him? I would have shot him, you know. But you can't say that to people.
I know. Yeah. Well, men and women both have issues that they grew up with or that are in the chromosomes or who knows where, you know, and you just have to dismiss yourself from them. You just have to, you know, you just have to be in tune to yourself and do I really want this and is this, do I really want to take on this project for the rest of my life or do I want to be happy and make memories and... You know, skip through the daisies without having to think about everything, you know, all the negative while I'm doing it. That's what
mm-hmm.
goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, yeah, it's, I just pulled out a couple angel cards and I got two interesting cards. Actually, this is for you, Stella.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Just what I need, the angels today, I'll tell you.
That's right, because your puppy's in my... Puppy's in the hospital.
Yes, and they just called me and told me that he came through just fine.
Ah, he got his little friends cut off. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He won't be
well, the angels are telling me meditation for you. I don't know if you're not meditating, but I feel like you need some downtime yourself right now. It feels like meditation and then healing. So it feels like you're on the right track with the healing part because I know you've been working on some issues regarding the past with that.
Absolutely.
But the meditation part is what I pulled for you. I was like, oh, meditation, interesting.
That will give me back my energy for sure.
Yeah, you've been kind of run down a little bit there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Burning the midnight candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know, literally, yeah. Well, as long as I'm helping people, that's fine.
And that's what the intent is to help people and help them. You know, so they can help themselves eventually. People can sometimes become very dependent upon us, and it's okay to consult us and everything. But some people, you know, need help, and that's good, and that's what we're here for. But after a while, you kind of go on your own. I mean, I know for myself, sometimes going on my own is the best thing to do. You know, I may consult you, but it's up to me to make that decision.
Right.
Especially major life, you know, choices here we have. So, like I said, we're taking calls, and I'll give the call number out again. It's area code 530-413-4522. And so, Stella, what do you do? What's up? What else is up in your world? Especially burning you know, the midnight candle. Are you getting ready for the holidays? And is it stressing you out, or did the holiday show help you out?
No, the holidays don't stress me out because I don't. You know, we have a dinner and with the family and everything, but I don't do Christmas shopping. I give at birthday time.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I don't go out in the crowds and all this other stuff, you know. I just don't. I mean, the traffic around here is like zoom, 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 you know, already, and it's not even the 15th of December yet. So I stay away from the mall now.
Yes, the mall. Yes, I stay away from it, too. I don't go shopping, period. I think I'd rather get shot than go shopping. So
mm-hmm.
I hate shopping.
Yeah.
But I don't really go into it as much as I, well, when I was younger I did, but not anymore. So, yeah, but the holidays, we've got all most of our Christmas shopping done. I told, you know, my fiance, I said, he better get all, you know, everybody, get all the kids, you know, he's got two kids. And I said, you better get their shopping done because I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it after December 1st. I don't want to even go near a store.
That's, yeah.
So, you know, it was interesting.
Like...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's almost like the day after Thanksgiving. It's like, man, the gates are wide open here, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, but the holidays, I'm looking forward to Christmas being, you know, it's a nice time of year, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's like the candle magic, you know? It's something that you enjoy, but I wouldn't want to go into it all the time.
Exactly. But for something special or something that you're really wanting an answer to, I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. And what about these so-called spells to put a curse on somebody's spell? We didn't talk about that with Chris, but have you ever had anybody cursed call you? I mean, I don't know if I believe that or not. I don't know
well,
if I believe in curses.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Amy, because first of all, yes, I've had calls, and people think they have bad luck here, there, and everywhere, and that somebody has put a curse on them. First of all, I don't accept it. I feel like that's the work of the devil, and I don't accept the devil. And in silver mind control, since I went through that, it's like the ones that go through it, Like we will never get any like debilitating or like diseases or anything like that. And also, you cannot wish anybody any harm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if, and I haven't tried to do that, but it's like if I were to try to wish somebody harm, I would just see a room darkening, like a room darkening shade or some form like that come right down over me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I tell people that if they feel somebody has wished them harm, and you know, because it's like this has become a thought now in their head, you know, so they have to get rid of that thought, and they have to cancel it. So what I tell them to do is to take a 2-inch black candle, turn it upside down, and take that little metal plate off it, a little fat candle, and light it from the bottom, and that sends the negative energy back to them. No more, no less than what they've sent you. So you're not putting any more harm on them, but whatever they've sent to you goes back to them, and you have to let the candle burn itself out. So I tell people if they leave home to be sure and put it like in the bathtub or in the kitchen sink or something in case, you know, it falls over or whatever, which it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But that's what I do. And then I don't think about it anymore. Because there are, you know, thoughts do have wings, and When you concentrate on somebody and you really try to send them like not to feel well or what or whatever, no matter how minor or how major, that you send them the ill will. And even if, and this works, even if you don't know who did it, you don't have to know who did it, because it'll, if there's five people and you only think it's one, all five of those people, it'll go back to them. And I've been doing this since, I guess, the 70s.
Oh.
and it works every time. Like, if I think somebody's wished me something, or I get, and lots of times things don't happen to you. Like, events won't happen to you. Like, you won't get physically ill, or you won't have a car wreck, or something like that. But you may get these terrible negative thoughts that just come at you all the time, and you go, I'm not negative. Why am I picking this up? You do it with that, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because they can plant negative energy in your head, too, without harming you physically or giving you a physical, you know, something tangible to grasp, you know, to say, oh, this is, you know, somebody put a spell on me. No, they can send negative thoughts to you, too. So you need to take care of that and burn them away, too.
Yeah, thoughts are things. One of my friends used to say thoughts are things, and they can turn into things if
I always say that you are what you eat and you are what you think. That's very true. That's very true.
I haven't heard that one. That's a new one still. I've never heard that one. That's a good one. Well, you are what you think. You know, if you're thinking, you know, you're worthless or don't deserve something or what have you, if you're thinking that, you're going to be attracting that to yourself.
That's right.
You're going to be attracting circumstances, places, and things that will validate that. And the universe will say, oh, I'm just going to keep sending that to you. Return to sender. And becoming aware of our thoughts are very important, too. People sometimes don't realize they're thinking these thoughts. And then they'll call us up, and we're like, wow, that person's negative. And they're like, I don't think I'm negative. What are you thinking? You know, what are you thinking? Well, I don't think that I'm going to be in a good relationship. Well, then you're going to be attracting the barroom buzzards there, you know. So, or what, alcoholics or, you know, white beaters or what have you.
Right. So. And also, it's like you have to tell. A lot of people don't want to do that, especially with relationships. Like, I'll tell them, you know, they'll tell me something about this person that they just can't let go, you know, even though they're not together. And he really has a lot of undesirable traits. And I'll say, why don't you just tell God and the angels to bring you what is for your highest good? You will be so much happier and at ease and have a smile on your face all the time. But lots of times at the time I tell them, they don't even want to hear those words. They just want John or Joe or whoever, you know. But then it may be 2 days, it may be 2 months, it may be 2 years, they'll call me back and they'll say, you know, I never forgot the words you said to ask God and the angels for my highest good, and now I think I have it, you know.
And
so
that is very
true. People do pay attention to us. It may just take a little while to sink in, Amy.
It does, and sometimes we want that person because maybe that a lot of times our callers will call us because, or our clients will call us because there's no closure to the relationship. I love the guys that don't just stop calling. Been involved with them 2-3 years, stop calling. And then she tries to call him, doesn't return his call. You know, he doesn't have the courage or whatever to say, hey, it's not working. And that's the sad part. It's more of, hey, they don't have the closure. And sometimes they have to find closure within themselves. And like you said, they move, you know, you have to move on eventually. He ain't going to call you back. So, sweetheart, time to move on.
Yeah, and you can't blame yourself, and you can't think that you're undesirable or that you did something wrong, or that nobody wants you, because a lot of men and women will think that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like their egos are crushed, their self-esteem is crushed, and you can't. You just have to write him off as a jerk, you know, like
yeah.
I always say, you know. I think most men are jerks, like with a capital J or a little J, but they all can be jerks, you know.
Well, so can a lot of women, too.
That's right, too, yes.
Women can be, I think, 10 times worse than some of the guys. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, sometimes you're better off not knowing about the guy. He's, you know, he's just, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a saying, too, that someone told me years ago. His rejection is God's protection. His rejection or her rejection is God's protection. So you don't know why this person's rejected you. You don't need to know sometimes, like we said last week. You know, you don't have to overanalyze it. You just know that sometimes you don't need to know. You're being protected from something that maybe is going to be detrimental to you in the long run.
And that's a great mantra to remember, too.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell I heard it. I heard it somewhere back in the 1800s before they invented dirt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that old, but I feel old.
You and I both.
But it's a good mantra. It's
hello?
Something that I... Hello? What, Stella?
I thought somebody was trying to reach us.
No.
I just feel that... yeah, I was born 100 years too late, too.
Too late? I think I should have been born in a future life.
Oh.
One of those deals, but anyway, we won't go there. So sometimes...
No, I liked before the TV when you sat on the porch and you had discussions and you played games. I remember those days.
Ah, yes, the good old
days. When I was a little girl before the TV and especially before the computer.
Oh,
at
yeah, I know.
You had privacy before the computer.
The computer is, yeah, I was just talking about that with Chris today, too, you know, in preparation for the show, and how the computer age was, you know, it was almost frowned upon back in the late 70s, 80s, when the computers were coming out, the personal computers and the Apples and,
right.
And how people were afraid of technology. But, you know, obviously computers have become a part of our lives, or even in our phones now, you know, the little 4G phones or whatever they call it. I'm still learning how to use a regular cell phone. Get me a 4G phone and I'll probably be all screwed up. But, you know, technology, and, you know, has ruined, I think you're right, has kind of taken place of interpersonal action, you know, relationships.
Well, a lot of people, you know, have a way to release their vengeance now. Like hacking into the computers, hacking into your private information, you know, saying ugly things, or, you know, and on Facebook and stuff like that. It's, you know, not everybody uses it for what it was intended for.
Right. I mean,
I think it's great to be able to go online and pay my bills and stuff
like
that.
Oh, I love that feature, yeah.
And to gain information, I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as bashing people or whatever, I don't, you know, I don't agree with that.
I don't either. Well, we've got a few minutes. We could take a caller or two. We have the phone number 530-413-4522. And if you don't want to call us today, we're on pmp-advisors.com. And Stella and I are on there if you want to talk to us, maybe. The subject matter, you know, you don't want to talk about on the line. We can, or on the air, we can talk, you know, person to person. So, but Stella, you know, you're right. Getting back to the computer age, it is. We have kind of lost our interpersonal skills. I think I have a friend of mine that she has game night, you know, on Saturdays, and my fiance and I have been invited, and I think those are the best memories. Are when we have, you know, game night or just spending time as a group or a family or with friends, with close friends. So I think we've lost that with the computer age a bit.
Exactly. And like everybody emails now instead of picking up the phone and calling or texting, you know?
Yeah, I know.
gosh, it's like, what are you
I'm guilty
about,
of that.
You know?
I am so guilty of that. I really am. I do not know why I don't pick up the phone. It's like, Amy, just pick up the phone. It'll take you 5 minutes.
I know. And
that's my New Year's resolution.
But people just, like, email you or they text you, you know, and I don't have text on my phone for a lot of reasons, but because I feel like if you've got something to say to me, you know, unless, you know, you're going to be running late and you know, you couldn't get a hold of me, so you text me to tell me, you know, you're going to be 20 minutes late or something like that. That's totally acceptable. But if you carry on a conversation, I think you need to do it over the phone.
I agree with you, Stella. Well, Stella, we're going to be wrapping up the show, and this hour has gone by really fast. They seem to be blinking. You blink and you know, the show's gone, basically.
I know.
So next week we're going to have part two of the Angel Magic, and next week we'll be taking our calls, and Mercury in retrograde will be finally, I think, done. Thank God. I'm telling you, we've had more technical difficulties.
Yes.
And Stella will be joining.
Yeah.
And Stella is going to be definitely joining us, like the second half, which will be, we're doing 20 minutes of topic and 40 minutes of call. So we look forward to hearing from everyone, and it was a great show, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.